We're joined by Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Broncos insider, courtesy...
ROX Rocks Heating and Air.
All right, tell us about Ryan Pope and where things stand at right tackle, Troy.
I mean, he's just a camp body for now. He was a practice squad guy. They're still looking to add Dennis Kelly, whether they get Bobby Massey. I don't know if Charles Leno will become available. Cam Irving. I mean, they're looking. They're still looking to add a veteran. Ryan Pope is just... They're going to add probably two camp bodies and then still add a veteran to try to protect himself at right tackle. But Pope is not viewed as the guy coming in to start in replacing Juwan James.
Okay, so something else is coming, whether that's Dennis Kelly, Bobby Massey, or somebody. We got something else on the horizon. Troy, I know you've been getting to know the rookies here a little bit this week. Who stood out to you? Any interesting stories?
Well, Quinn Meinerz, you guys are going to love everything about his story. And the thing about it, like the Paul Bunyan thing gets a lot of him being Paul Bunyan 2.0 in his training in Canada. Well, the reality is this offseason he trained in Dallas with a strength coach. He had to send videos to the Senior Bowl to Jim Nagy. And I talked to Jim Nagy of the Senior Bowl today, and he lost all his weight, and he just improved to the point where they finally had enough to opt out. They put him in the game. Nagy put him in the game right before, like at the last guy to add before the season. He was considered a undrafted free agent. So it tells you, Tyler, to go how impressive he was to go from kind of a sloppy body guy struggling with his stance to dominating guys in the Senior Bowl as a Division III player with a chance to, you know, push for playing time. Now, I don't know that he can unseat Lloyd Cushenberry, but there's a reason they're putting him at center. And that's where he's first learning. This will be the first time he's ever been coached to be a center when he works with Mike Munchak. So it is an amazing story and one to keep an eye on. And Baron Browning, the other kid from Ohio State, he was another Senior Bowl guy. Can he play in space and be a guy that solves a problem that they've had in coverage? Browning told me, you know, he can play anywhere they want, and he's athletic enough. This is a former five-star. But will they find a niche for him? Because it's either he or Justin Sternad. Somebody's going to have to fill that niche in coverage, because the Broncos haven't been able to address that the last couple of years.
All right, as long as we got you on, it's time to figure out what is the latest and greatest with
Aaron Rodgers Watch.
Aaron Rodgers, it's got double check.
What do you got, Troy? What do you got?
Yeah, there's not a lot of movement because the Packers are saying he's not available. And you see Devontae Adams come out yesterday saying it affects his future because he's not sure he'd want to re-sign with Green Bay if Aaron Rodgers is gone. I think that puts more pressure on Green Bay to give him, you know, an outlandish contract. That would appeal. I mean, if they gave him a huge money deal, D-Mac, say for the next 3 years, I think that would be the easiest way to mend this relationship, and it would be like Jordan Love would become Jimmy Garoppolo. They just move on from him. But is there somebody you would make untouchable in a trade? That's what I find fascinating. If I'm the Broncos, there's really no one. I know Bradley Chubb, they see as a future leader, cornerstone guy they want to eventually have as part of their program. But when I keep looking at the numbers and the stats of a team that could miss the playoffs six straight years for the first time since 1960 to 76, the losing seasons, just everything that has changed since the Super Bowl, there's really nothing that would prevent a trade for Aaron Rodgers, except for the fact Green Bay may call his bluff and just say, fine, go retire. I don't think they would, but that's still on the table because they have that leverage over him.
If Green Bay wanted a quarterback in return as part of the trade package, who do you think they would want, Teddy Bridgewater or Drew Lock?
I mean, I think because they're built to win, it would be Bridgewater to protect himself if Love's not ready. We don't know. Love didn't play a snap last year. He was inactive the entire season. You see the odds makers in Vegas think it would be Drew Lock would be in that deal. I just don't know that Lock versus Love. If you're trying to win, it would seem like they would protect themselves with Teddy Bridgewater because they know he can win games in the league, and he's done it for the Saints most recently in terms of filling in for a legend in Drew Brees.
How much cryptocurrency would you need to be given to watch the Rockies in person tonight?
Oh.
Yeah, there's no way I'm going down there. It's freezing, and Tatis is out. He would be my reason to go down there to watch.
So there's no amount of Dogecoin or Bitcoin or Joshcoin. There's no amount of coin whatsoever I could give you.
Well, first, I'd have to understand it well enough to know what you were giving me, which I don't.
Right.
And secondly, it's freezing still, and I'm not going down there if Tatis isn't playing, and he's out with COVID.
Thank you, Troy. We'll catch up with you there. Thank you, Troy.
Yeah.
Troy Rank, courtesy of
ROX Rocks Heating and Air.